So here's a question for you guys today. Would you date someone, for everybody, for listeners? Would you date someone who is bisexual?
Would you lighten?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
That's homophobic.
I knew you were going to say that. I take it back. I know.
Okay, let me be honest.
Yes.
If you had asked me this question 5 years ago, I would have said, hell no, no way. Today, I don't know. I could.
That's
so surprising. I think for me is, my thing is, as long as you are not sleeping with me and a man at the same time.
Yes.
Because that's like cheating.
Yes,
you know?
that is cheating.
As long as you're not cheating. I think if we saying you are bisexual, you're attracted to girls and boys, but we are exclusive, why not?
Then why not?
I don't know. We live in an ever-changing world, guys. Yeah. Things are so different and... I don't know. I think I'd be a bit open to it now. I think so.
Why not? I don't know, guys. I think it's just that thing we'll be out, maybe to replomile somewhere. How do a very beautiful man, because there are beautiful men out there.
It could be, and there are beautiful women. So whether he's bisexual or not, what if there's a hot woman?
But I just feel like, you know what, if I were to walk in a club or in a place that has a lot more men in it than it does women, then I'd still feel a bit insecure. Yeah, a bit insecure. Yeah. Like, oh damn. Could you be looking? You know, even if like there's a waiter coming, I don't know if he's like eyeing the waiter.
But you know why you would think that?
Why?
And I think it's a little bit of homophobia.
Yeah.
Why? It's this belief that gays or people who love men.
Promiscuous.
That's the word.
Guys, everyone's promiscuous.
Yes. So whether you are dating a man who's only interested in women, when there's a hot waiter who comes, do you then start panicking? It's really
if the hot waiter comes, I still panic.
The same thing.
Guys, I don't.
But I really think it really has to do with the belief that men who are interested in men are promiscuous, therefore
they want automatically attracted to them,
which is not the case. Just as you as a woman you're not attracted to every man out there, doesn't mean they're interested in every man out there.
That is true, but also in the same vein, I feel like if you are going to, you know, hit me up and we have to start dating, I need to know that you're bisexual. I think that's the most important thing. Exactly.
Yes.
And because I was in a situation where I was dating someone and it was disclosed later on, and I just felt like, you know what, I don't know if I can give you what Susan wants to give you, and I don't know when you're in a Susan kind of mood. So that for me was really hard. And it brings me to the question of the fact that, because I struggle with that, being a homosexual male myself, of the fact that I wouldn't want to date a bisexual guy. And I feel like it's homophobic, besides
not knowing what is the reason.
I just don't feel secure. I feel like I'll always be wondering about it. And maybe it's because of the last situation that wasn't that pleasant.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
Yes, and then maybe that has almost formed my judgment on this thing. But then also, you know, I struggle with that, and I wonder if it is discrimination or homophobia, or if it's just preference for other people who just feel
so when I listen to you guys, I hear you about the fact that I also agree with you that the person should disclose from the beginning that this is who I am, and then you go and agree on. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but I really think disclosure is important.
It is, so that
I think also it helps if history comes out at some point, I used to date so and so, I can understand why it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
But I don't see why it would make you not... Imagine now I meet this guy, he's amazing, he's everything. Just because he told me about he used to date women or used to date guys, now all of a sudden I can't...
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know, I'd have to sleep on it, guys, honestly. You know, I'm trying so much to rationalize it for myself and take it all in. And you're making very good points.
Exactly.
But I still struggle with the fact that I will be okay knowing that's, you know, my guy or my person could possibly be attracted to someone else, or you know, someone of the opposite gender.
This is not like an abuser. This is not someone who used to abuse people. Exactly. This is not someone who used to rape, someone who murdered, whatever. Yeah. It's not a criminal record. It's just he used to love people who are different. Well, not used to love. He, you know, he has that affinity.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but for now, so for me, that's why I'm saying I understand you. I get you exactly, especially for where we come from.
Yes.
But I think we've come a long way, and we are, I've even come a long way.
Yes.
But I'm at a point where I'm like, you know what? It depends on the person. If he discloses and I know and how I feel and what we want to do, I would probably give it a try.
So maybe it's a black people thing? Because
it's not a black thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. That we've always been raised to say a man must marry a woman and a woman must marry a man. And it's always been tough for black people to have open conversations about homosexuality and bisexuality. Yeah. And it's been a challenge. And it's only now that, you know, we're embracing the conversations. Mm. A lot of people can't even disclose to their families. They come to Joburg and they are gay. They go back in Makaya and they're chopping wood. You know, that's bad.
Look,
I think it might take time then to, the same way we've accepted to homosexuality and we're open about it, we might actually start needing to open conversations about bisexuality and accepting people for who they are.
No, that is true. But do you think, guys, if roles are reversed, because I know this for a fact, I asked some of my straight male friends this question, if they were a bisexual woman, and all of them said yes without flinching. And then I said, would you think
yeah,
if you're a
sister? Yeah,
exactly. But do you think that's like a double standard? That's just in society, when if a girl has had a girl on girl experience, that's like,
most of us have had girl on girl experiences.
Exactly.
To be quite honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but yes. But if a guy has had a same sex experience, it's always like, he's gay, even if he's not gay.
Yes.
And I feel like that's quite a double standard
so
for men and women.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, that is so true.
Well, then men have always been greedy, so that's point number one.
They've always been greedy.
So they've always wanted to have their cake and eat it, literally. So that I can understand. But you've raised an important point that I never actually thought of.
Mm. But I really think you guys should think about the reason why you are saying you wouldn't do it.
Because
I think I've heard, and I understand that you are not where I'm at now because you guys haven't thought about it in that sense. Because I've also had to walk a journey where I was like, because I had a point where I was like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
And now I'm at a point where it's just who they loved.
Yes.
So they loved the person. They didn't murder anyone. They didn't cheat on whoever. It's just what it was.
Well, apparently some people are already married to bisexual people, but we won't go there because it's not just curious.
And it's like that because society and our families has made it so hard for people to be who they want to be openly.
That they have to hide it.
That now they have to hide it, which is unfortunate. So
I'm
shocked, like Lighten, you said.
Yeah, I've got things to think about.
I'm. You know what's shocking me is besides the fact that I wouldn't is that now what you've said has made me think about why do I actually
have
that feeling or that approach to this whole topic? So it's been quite a food for thought. This conversation.
Yeah.
So
what's that thing about don't knock it till you try it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, don't knock it till you try it.
You just didn't know you were
trying
it.
Yeah. Boom. Okay, but I'm seriously going to sit and think about it because I've never thought of it. I think it's also because I've never been approached by anyone that is bisexual. Or
maybe the next time we should have someone who's dated someone who's bisexual.
And
that
like
would be interesting.
And explore the topic.
Yeah.
Well, so, do you guys should let us know?
Yes, I think if you're listening, you should let us know if you would date someone who's bisexual. If you have, please let us know how it is. Is it any different? And tell us your thoughts.
Married?
If you're not going to, or if you don't want to, also
I really don't see how it could
know.
Be different. It's really just, for me, it's all about just give me your attention, just give me your time, just make me happy.
Exactly.
Who you dated should not matter, guys. Because actually, you have people now who say, no, I don't want to ask you who you dated, and don't you, or do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know. Okay, I don't care about who you dated, but I'd like to know about your experiences, your past relationship experiences. because it sort of gives me insight.
So the experience, whether it was important. A man or a woman, the experience, it's an experience.
Yes,
so
true, which is a point. So I just want to know what the past experience is, that I know what I'm sort of dealing with, although there might be lies in between. But just get a view of who I'm working with.
Okay.
And I think just to wrap it up, you know, the most important thing will be to disclose. And I think most people's insecurities lie within probably the sexual element of the relationship, because there's certain things that men and women cannot offer separately.
Yes,
if you're interested,
but I'm
in
with
that.
You now, because yes. I know this is what you can offer and this is what I want from in you. This relationship. We can put a vibrator or whatever. No, I'm just saying, yes. if that's what you want. Yes. I mean, people have these games and things that they play in sex to pleasure one another, yes. And we shouldn't be restricted just true. Because now you're with a woman and you
feel like you shouldn't do what you need to do. Well, that's
very
quite
mature.
Liberal.
Yeah,
I'm surprised at how liberal Lena is. I feel like the most conservative person in the room.
I have grown up.